CNN sponsored a Democrat town hall last night between Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley. You could have renamed it Democrat Price is Right. I think that would have been just as appropriate. If you are a Democrat voter, if you are possibly considering being a Democrat voter, I will explain to you with facts how Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are deceiving you to acquire your votes. Hillary distinguished herself by trying to embrace Barack Obama when she was talking about continuity of her campaign.
We need somebody in that Oval Office who is prepared to deal with whatever the problems are from the very first day.
And she believes that's her. Why does she believe that she is the one from day one that ought to be in the Oval Office? Continuity, as she called it.
Get the economy working, creating more good jobs, getting incomes rising, making sure we build on the Affordable Care Act, get costs down, but improve it, get to 100% coverage.
Now, allow me to be the devil's advocate. To get the economy working, so that means that it's not working. Creating more good jobs. That means we are not creating more good jobs. Getting incomes rising. That means that they are stagnant. Making sure we build on the Affordable Care Act. Oh, really? You got to fix it first. Get costs down. Yep, they're continuing to go up. Get to 100% coverage. Oh, really? So this is why she describes her campaign as a continuity of what we already have, which is already a mess. And I know that many Democrats out there that vote, they think everything is just peachy because they've been listening to President Obama. They've been listening to the Democrats. Hillary wants to run a continuity campaign, be a continuity president, more of the same. Now, Bernie Sanders, on the other hand, he's not positioning himself as continuity. He's calling for a political revolution.
In my view, we need a political revolution where millions of people stand up and say, you know what? That great government of ours belongs to all of us, not just the few. That's why I'm running for president.
That great government of ours belongs to all of us. Bernie, maybe that's why the three people that are leading in the Republican polls are the ones who are the least considered to be part of the establishment. We don't need a political revolution. We need some political reality.